Airline stock prices have been rising lately as more people get COVID vaccinations. But you might be surprised at how difficult it is to make a buck in the airline business. From America's most popular travel radio show, this is your Arm World Travel Minute. I'm Rudy Maxa. During a recession long ago, the CEO of American Airlines, Robert Crandall, realized he was losing millions running the airline but making a profit on its in-flight magazine. He joked that he should shut down the airline and just publish magazines. Consider this. On a typical flight, an airline's profit only totals about one passenger's ticket. Shocking, isn't it? Airlines keep improving mileage costs, but it still might take 25 passengers' fees to cover fuel costs for a flight on a medium-sized jet carrying 100 passengers. Federal aviation taxes require the revenue from another 15 or so passengers. Maintenance costs might eat up the revenue from another 11 passengers. Robert Crandall, the former CEO of American, once ordered the single olive atop the first-class salads be removed to save money, both in food and fuel costs. Yep. It's that kind of business, which is why a return to the golden days is a long way off for airlines. More travel info at armworldtravel.com.